Detroit Emergency Manager Kevin Orr was in Lansing today. He testified before the newly formed House Committee on Detroit's Recovery and Michigan's Future.
We have an ambitious schedule. We have what we think is a reasonable plan. But to put it bluntly, we need your money.
That House committee begins debate on the package of 11 bills that would have the state contributing somewhere around $195 million to the city. With Detroit's bankruptcy heading toward a July trial, state lawmakers are fast-tracking these bills. They hope to get measures to the House floor for a vote as early as next week, and then onto the governor's desk by early June. MLive Capitol reporter Jonathan Osting was at today's session in Lansing. Jonathan, just how did Kevin Orr make his case to this House committee?
Well, he made his case with a lot of PowerPoint slides, charts, a red laser pointer, and some pretty blunt words, really. He laid it out. He said, we need state money to get this done. And he laid out what would happen if the state money didn't come through. He said that the $366 million pledged by foundations, the $100 million from the DIA, those would disappear. Without all that outside money, he said pensioners would face much more significant cuts. The DIA artwork could be vulnerable to a potential fire sale that would benefit creditors as well as pensioners. It wouldn't mitigate pension cuts as much as this package would. So he gave what I'd consider a hard sell to death.
And how was the room? What was the response from lawmakers?
Well, you know, it's a small panel. It's not everybody in the legislature.
Sure.
I think the panel is probably picked to avoid some of the most reactionary lawmakers. So there were a lot of questions, certainly. I mean, that's, he testified for something like 20 minutes, and then there was another 20 to 30 minutes of questions. So there's a lot of interest, a lot of details. This is a big package. They were talking about 10 bills today, but there's an 11th as well. So there's a lot of moving parts here. And lawmakers that I talked to afterwards, many of them said they're not ready to endorse the deal one way or another because they still have more questions, and they're going to continue hearings tomorrow and Thursday.
Who else is going to be up to testify when you're looking down the week and in front of this committee?
Sure. Well, Representative Walsh is chairing the committee, said that Mayor Duggan is going to be in town either later this week or early next and could potentially testify. Tomorrow, it's going to be groups with any interest in the case. So I imagine that's going to be unions, et cetera, who are going to come and share their thoughts on the deal. Thursday is going to be a day for public testimony. They actually did not allow for public testimony tomorrow and are planning to Wednesday as well. They're trying to save that all for one day to, as Walsh said, allow lawmakers to go home and consider those comments over the weekend.
Was there anything that surprised you in terms of either Kevin Orr's testimony or questions and statements from the lawmakers?
Like I mentioned, I think Orr, definitely did a stronger sales pitch than we've ever heard from him before. A couple weeks ago, he was in town, and he said he was basically just explaining the city's plan of adjustment to lawmakers and said he wasn't really trying to convince them one way or another. That wasn't the case today. He was pretty clear, that he was there. At one point, he said begging for money. So he didn't try and sugarcoat it this time around. Other surprises, I think that, some of the Dems on the panel have expressed some concern, I guess it's not surprising, but about the Oversight Commission. This legislation would set up a seven-member body that would have broad power over state financial decisions for 20 years, possibly longer. A lot of the Detroit Dems really want to know more about what that would look like and have concerns there.
There was an interesting, I saw something on Twitter that Orr called himself public enemy number two and said, you can guess who number one is?
Yeah, that's right. That was a joke. He was talking about litigation. This bill would also basically take the state off the hook for any litigation relating to the bankruptcy case or the emergency manager law that was used to sort of start the process. Orr made reference to the fact that people upset by this deal have already filed suits against the city himself and the state. He was clearly referencing Governor Rick Snyder there when he talked about other potential lawsuits that could come down the pipeline. So that's another selling point of this deal for some skeptical lawmakers, is that by approving state money for Detroit, the state would be off the hook for a lot of legal bills potentially down the line.
And the bottom line, though, is, as Orr put it, to put it bluntly, we need your money.
Exactly. Creditors are starting to vote on this deal already. They haven't until July 11th to do so. And Orr said they're unlikely to approve the deal without the state money, and that could have a significant effect on the process. He said essentially it could send them back to the drawing board on the Detroit bankruptcy case.
Jonathan Osting, MLive's capital correspondent, checking in on Kevin Orr's testimony this morning in Lansing. Thank you so much, Jonathan.
Hey, thank you for having me.